If you are someone who's looking to learn more about fertility awareness method for natural birth control or conception, and you're ready to finally get to the root of hormone imbalances for good, this is the podcast for you. The cool thing is, Fertility Awareness Method is here for you in all seasons of your life. When you're looking to prevent pregnancy, when you're ready to conceive, and when you want to use it postpartum. So if you're in the phase of your life where you are looking for a natural form of birth control without all the hormones, head on over to my free training, nourishedwithnina.com/famtraining for all of the information. All right, let's go ahead and hop right into this new episode.
We find that when you have connection, you don't need control. When there are no rules, the rebel doesn't exist. And that's when we feel empowered by food, empowered in our bodies, empowered to say, yeah, I want to move my body today because I love my body. I want to take care of my body. It's going to feel good.
Hey, listeners, welcome back to a new episode of the Healing Hormones Podcast. I'm your host, Nina Boyce, a certified holistic health coach, hormone expert, and Reiki practitioner. Today on the podcast, I'm talking to my really, really good friend, Julie Olemacher, who is a transformational mindset coach specializing in intuitive eating and body image. Julie is passionate about empowering women to not only reclaim their bodies, but to reclaim their precious brain space and energy so that they can play big, be courageous, and live their dream lives. I am so thankful that life has brought me this person. Julie is one of the most inspirational people I know. And if you are in the Columbus area or you're following her over on Instagram or you have been in any of her programs, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Her energy is infectious and she really is creating this wave of body acceptance, self-acceptance, body love, and helping women to connect more deeply to themselves so they can really show up and live the life they want to live. And it's amazing to see. And I really couldn't wait to get Julie on the podcast because not only is she doing amazing things in the women's health space, but she has an awesome story about getting off of birth control herself and how that helped her reconnect to her own body and really discover that she was struggling with some symptoms while she was on the pill and had absolutely no idea until she decided to get off and realized that three or four different symptoms kind of disappeared. And she shares more about that story and her situation with getting off birth control in this podcast episode. But before we hop into the episode, if you are looking for support in getting off birth control yourself, learning to connect more intuitively to your hormonal rhythm, maybe you're struggling with premenstrual syndrome, cramping, chronic fatigue, symptoms of low progesterone, anxiety, I am here to help. And right now I'm hosting free 30-minute hormone deep dives where we will talk about what's going on, going over all of your symptoms, and seeing if my 4-month coaching program can help. If you're interested, you can sign up for your free hormone deep dive. I'll have a link in my bio that goes straight to my calendar. You can also find that link on my Instagram at nourishedwithnina. I would absolutely love to talk to you. Okay, now let's jump into this episode with Julie. Healing Hormones is so excited to be featuring our very first sponsor, Naturel Company, which is a woman-owned company with the goal to empower and support women along their journey to becoming their healthiest and happiest self. And specifically, they do this with a line of really incredible supplements that are focused on women's hormonal health. And I would like to share with you guys all about their PMS hormonal therapy, which I've already recommended to a few of my clients. Here's the thing. When you're dealing with a bunch of symptoms with PMS, whether it's bloating, cramping, fatigue, it's really nice to have some supplemental herbs and vitamins that are going to specifically target those areas. In addition to nutrition, in addition to lifestyle and stress reduction, supplements can be a really great support for getting your symptoms under control and getting your hormones in balance again. So their PMS hormonal therapy supplement, it's 2 capsules a day, and it targets, like I mentioned, the symptoms of premenstrual syndrome using some really awesome featured ingredients such as cramp bark, dandelion root, chasteberry fruit, vitamin B6, some really important herbs and vitamins that are going to help reduce those symptoms. A natural company has graciously given Healing Hormone listeners a special discount for 15% off your purchase using the code NINA15. So we'll link to that website in the show notes. And in addition to the PMS hormonal therapy, you can check out all of their other supplements too. Just make sure to use the code NINA15 to get 15% off your order. Julie, thank you so much for coming on the show today. I mean, we are friends outside of this podcast and we see each other like once a week and talk all things about hormones and body image and everything in this space. So I am so excited to share this conversation with my listeners.
Well, I am so excited to be here. So thanks for having me. It's always funny, like whenever I go to text you something about like hormones and like my period, I'm like, oh my God, I love that I have somebody who I can geek out about this too. And I was never that person to geek out about this kind of stuff. So it's hilarious now that I am. I'm like, who am I? This is so great.
Well, and that's exactly why I wanted to have you on the podcast because you've been doing, I mean, coaching for years now, and you come from this space of intuitive eating and, body image and all of these things like the body positive movement. And when you started diving into this world of hormones and birth control, it's like you connected the two. And I thought that that was so powerful. So why don't you start, if nobody knows you from this podcast, but I'm sure many people do, let them know a little bit about your background and the work you do and how it's connected with like birth control and hormones.
Absolutely. So I am an intuitive eating and body image coach. So really the work I do is to help women and empower women to make peace with their bodies again and with food and exercise. So I do this through the process of intuitive eating and through doing deep body image work with them. And I'm really passionate about this work because I have battled eating disorders and all that kind of stuff throughout college. And it was when I was able to finally make peace with my body and learn how to deeply connect to and trust and listen to my body that my whole life opened up for me. And so I love getting to do this work with my clients, both in my, you know, private coaching and my group programs as well. And really it connects so beautifully because what this process does, and you go through, you know, the 10 principles of intuitive eating, and we learn how to, you know, trust our bodies again and like listen to our bodies again. It really just helps us connect so deeply to ourselves. And it helps us to live a life really in tune with our bodies and just trusting that as we connect deeper to our bodies, we don't have to control and force and willpower things. Our bodies are so smart. And our bodies are going to tell us exactly what they need, whether it's food, what kind of food, how much food, whether it's rest or movement, what kind of movement. And this all connects to the stuff really. And I didn't realize it connected until I was totally blind to all of this until my own coach mentioned, you know, how powerful it is for us to be able to deeply connect to our female bodies. And that we do that, you know, through having natural hormones, like normalized, whatever you want to call that, hormones. And how it's really hard to do that because we don't have a normal cycle, a normal rhythm happening in our bodies. And so it was when she first planted that seed, because I frankly had never thought about getting off of birth control. I have been the person, so for the listeners, I've been with Alex for 7 years, but I have always been the person completely paranoid about getting pregnant before I want to get pregnant. So I never in a million years would think like, oh, I'm going to go off birth control. Like not on my radar until my coach planted that seed of like, oh, you can really be more in tune and more connected with your body and energy when you have normal hormones. And that kind of was a little plant, a seed for me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, because birth control is so normalized, like I remember when I first got on it in college, there's really no conversation about any of the side effects or what's even going on in your body. Like zero conversation. It's just like, try this. And then if this doesn't work or you don't like it, try this other kind. So I don't think we relate it to connecting to our bodies. Like we don't even think about, oh, we're putting synthetic hormones into our body that's going to affect, like you even mentioned, the natural rhythmic flow of what our hormones should be doing on a weekly basis throughout the month. And I think it's so interesting. Like I remember you told me you didn't even know that you were having any negative symptoms while on birth control until you got off of it and you were like, oh, I feel this weight, or not weight lifted off my shoulders, but you felt more clear.
Absolutely. And maybe it's embarrassing to admit this, but I didn't really understand how birth control worked, how my pill actually worked. All I knew was take the pill and boom, you're not going to get pregnant, you know?
Or I don't think a lot of women do.
Yeah. And I'm educated. I have a master's degree. Like,
yeah,
I'm an educated woman, but like, I just didn't even think to ask or wonder. I just kind of trusted my doctor and trusted that this is so normal and just trusted that, yeah, like, this is fine. It's great. It's what everyone does. Like, I didn't even know to question it. You know, yeah. I didn't even know to think because I never had any side effects. Like, I didn't think I had side effects that, so I was on it for 2 years, you know, so I didn't think I had side effects.
10 years.
I didn't know. 10 years I was on the pill. So I didn't know I had side effects until I went off of it, you know? And so I never questioned it because, again, I didn't think I had any side effects.
Mm-hmm. What were some of the first differences you felt when you got off birth control? So what were some of the first things or symptoms that you felt disappeared once you got off birth control?
Yeah. I was blown away. I didn't think I would have any differences because, again, I didn't know that birth control had impacted me the way that it did. So I was just kind of like, okay, like, let's see what happens, blah, blah, blah. I noticed I had more energy. I definitely was a person who would often take naps, and I don't usually take naps anymore. Because I don't need them. I take them if I want them. But like, yeah, energy was just, I felt like I had way more energy. This is going to sound, I'm like a private person, so I don't usually talk about this stuff, but
nothing is TMI on the Healing Hormones podcast.
I know. So, okay, I'll say it. Cause you know what? Sex positive, right? Like, let's go.
Yes. Yes.
I got my sex drive back. I mean,
huge. Can I just stop you there for a second?
Yeah.
That is a topic in itself that I hope to have on this podcast soon is libido.
Yeah.
Because here's the deal. Just like you said, like, I'm a private person. I don't usually talk about it. Well, the problem is a lot of women think that, number one, something's just wrong with them. Like, okay, I just don't like sex, or I'm just not interested in sex, whatever. But what we don't realize is our hormones affect our sexual desire and our libido. So once you get your natural estrogen boosted back up, and your natural testosterone goes with it, once you get off birth control, you're like, whoa, who's this? Yeah, you know?
No, I mean, truly, truly, I was blown away. And that was, I think, a little like secret desire I had when I was like, oh, I'm going to go off birth control. Oh, I hope my sex drive changes. I hope I get more libido. I hope that, you know, improves. And oh my God, it did. And sex is better. And my orgasms happen easier and they're better.
Yeah.
Like, I told my girlfriends, like, guys, this is the best. I mean, I'm having the best.
Ladies, it's not made up.
Not made up.
Yeah. It's so true. So, okay, energy. And that's another big thing too. I think we convince ourselves that whatever we're experiencing is the norm.
Yeah.
So right. Like, absolutely. Your fatigue that you felt, you're like, this is just my norm. Right. And maybe it is, you know, like maybe some people just need more naps. But it's interesting that once you removed the birth control from your body, your natural fluctuation and probably cortisol levels even leveled out a bit. So yeah. You were like, okay, this energy is boosted back up.
Yes. Yes. Another thing that's wild to me is my anxiety has almost completely gone away. So I always had this like very low grade underlying anxiety. And I think I attributed, I thought, oh, well, I'm an entrepreneur. I have my own business. I'm always going to have this like kind of low grade stress. And then I went off birth control, and now I'll still get anxious here and there. Of course, I'm a human being.
Yeah.
But it's gone. Like that constant kind of low grade anxiety that I would experience isn't there anymore. And I'm blown away.
Mm-hmm. That is also a very common symptom. Something that, and there's like, it's twofold, because when you're on the pill, it affects digestion and it can increase inflammation. This is a scientific fact, known fact. So when your digestion is compromised, this affects the way that we process serotonin. So that's one reason that affects anxiety. And then the second thing is when you have increased inflammation in the body, this also contributes to anxiety. And then a third factor is progesterone. Our natural progesterone is what helps us feel calm. It's what helps us feel grounded. And when you're on birth control, you're getting synthetic progestin. And that also affects anxiety. So some women have no symptoms of anxiety on the pill. And that's fantastic. But others, they might not even know that their anxiety that they're dealing with and even depression can be exacerbated from the pill.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I had no clue. And then the other giant one, probably the one I'm most excited. No, not most. I think, anyways, the other one that I'm really pumped about is I had a lot of GI issues. I mean, for years. It started in college, worsened throughout graduate school, just basically got worse and worse and worse. I mean, so bad that I went to a gastroenterologist, you know, I had a colonoscopy, an endoscopy, you know, praying, hoping, like, what's wrong with me? Please, like, tell me what the heck is wrong with my body that my GI is so messed up.
And now?
Only 3 months, now I'm like 4 or 5 months off the pill, but within 3 months of being off the pill, that's not a lot of time. I have the most healthy GI in the world. It is,
yes.
It is mind-boggling to me, Nina. Like, mind-boggling. It is a complete 180. And I had done nothing different except get off the pill.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Because you also are very open about, like, I don't have any food intolerances. You know, you've gone to see a specialist. You're like, I'm sure you were just like, I guess this is just how my stomach works. Like, this is just how my digestion is. Just a quick break to remind you that we are sponsored by Natural Company, a woman-owned company whose goal is to empower and support women along their journey to becoming their healthiest self. And just a reminder that you can get 15% off any of their supplements that are targeted towards women's hormonal health. I specifically love the PMS hormone therapy supplement. Using the code NINA15, get 15% off your order. Highly recommend that you check out all of their amazing products. Did anyone ever tell you birth control might be the culprit?
No.
Exactly.
That drives me crazy. I'm like, why didn't any doctor ever be like, oh, you're on birth control? That could be a potential, like, that could be causing this. And I'm not saying I would have gone off birth control.
Right.
You know, the younger me probably wouldn't have, to be honest.
Right.
But at least I would have had that planted in my head of, oh, this could be, you know, a cause, but no one ever brought that up with me.
It's informed consent when you're taking the pill. That's what I always say.
Yes.
You need to know. But what did I read? I forget exactly how it was phrased, but it's like the birth control pill is the only pharmaceutical out there that has been like given to us to completely shut down a healthy, naturally working system. And it doesn't mean that there are times where taking birth control can be helpful, especially if you are struggling with some severe symptoms. Like if you have endometriosis and you're in severe pain, sometimes shutting off your hormones really can help, you know, take the pain away.
Right.
Or if you live a really busy lifestyle and you're like, I do not want to focus on tracking my period. I don't want to worry about having a baby. The mental pressure of taking birth control or taking that away from worrying, stressing about can be really helpful. But like all the other things, we don't even know. Like we don't even know that the birth control pill can be affecting because nobody ever tells us.
Right.
And I don't think our doctors even really think about it as something that causes these side effects.
Absolutely. And I know that, you know, I want this to be so clear. And I love that you just said that. Like, I'm not against the pill and I don't judge people for being on the pill. No. And I get that, honestly, you know, to kind of track your cycle and be off hormones the way that I am. That's largely a privilege that I have. You know, I have the time, I have the energy, I have the resource, you know, I have all those things that I have that freedom, right? That I get that not all women, you know, maybe have that ability right now or just want to, right? So I think that's so important that we get that there are so many valid reasons to be on the pill, even if one of those reasons is you just want to be. That's okay, right? That is fine. I think the thing that you have really gotten me passionate about is simply having the awareness of the potential side effects. Just
exactly. So
if you are experiencing these things, you at least have the knowledge of it potentially could be your pill. Not that it right. is your pill, but it potentially could be. And so if you're really wanting to find, you know, a solution for instance, your GI issues, well, maybe talk to your doctor and figure out a way for you to safely transition off of the pill so that, and see, does that work for you?
Yeah. My whole thing is, what makes your life easier? Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. are your GI issues, is your anxiety, for example, my anxiety was to a point where it was not working in my favor. Like, I needed to find a solution and I needed to seek help because I wasn't able to function very well.
Yeah.
And at that point, it's like, is it worth the fear of having a baby if that's your thing, you know, at that time? Or is it worth the anxiety? Or is it worth the GI issues? Or is it worth the low libido?
Yeah.
Maybe it is. You know, maybe taking the pill and not having to worry about having a baby is. But on the flip side, maybe it's not. And so then you make space in your life to right. learn how to track your cycle.
Right.
You make space in your life to learn how to become in tune with the body. And but again, that depends on where you are in your life and what resources you have available to you.
Absolutely. And what ironically, I went from being when I was on the pill, and again, I also would make my husband use condoms.
You were like double protection.
I was so paranoid. And I went from that, right, having that level of paranoia to now I use natural cycles. So I take my temperature in the morning. And I'll take an LH ovulation test, you know, when mm-hmm. the app tells me to, so that they can really pinpoint my ovulation. And I know on my fourth cycle with the app, I feel more empowered and safer
mm-hmm.
than I ever did on the pill. Because I think for me, when I was on the pill, again, I just didn't even question it. So I didn't even know what was happening in my body and how this worked and blah, 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 blah. And now it's like, ooh, I know exactly what's happening in my body.
It's so cool. And you learn.
Yeah.
You learn that you can only get pregnant about 5 to 6 days out of the month. And here's this is what was empowering to me is like, once I learned how to track my cervical mucus cues, and once I mean, I study charts like all day long for myself and for my clients. But once I was able to understand like what the temperature fluctuations in my body meant, yeah. and I could physically see on the chart, I've ovulated, or my cervical mucus cues are matching up with my temperature fluctuations. Like, I know that I'm safe to have sex or to not have sex, depending on what you're trying to do.
Right.
It's just like really enlightening to me to understand what's going on with my body. And it's funny because you'll text me, my clients will text me. Like, I get texts from people about their charts. Like, oh my gosh, like I saw my cervical mucus today. Or like, I think I've ovulated. Or yeah. I'm syncing up with the moon. It's so cool.
I know. It honestly, it truly just feels so empowering. To just really know my body. And again, linking this back, you know, with intuitive eating and really connecting
yeah.
my body and taking care of myself, you know, in that intuitive way. I've learned from you and from, you know, people like Alex and Sunny with The Agenda who were
on yep, they were on the podcast.
Mm-hmm. I've learned with them that when I'm really in tune with my body in this way and my cycle, and I know where I'm at and what's happening inside of me, I then can really beautifully take care of myself knowing, oh, I'm in the luteal phase. That means that these are the things I can do to really support myself and take care of myself. And oh, this might be why, you know, I'm not feeling energized to, you know, do this thing in my business or to do this type of workout. Oh, you know, yeah, maybe I just need to take a bath and chill, you know, and give mm-hmm. myself that space. Or, oh, you know, I have a surge of energy right now because I'm in the follicular stage or whatever, you know, okay, this is a great time for me to do these things to care for myself. And so, man, all the way around, I just feel so connected to my body, to myself, and just so empowered. I mean, from mm-hmm. every different angle.
Mm-hmm. And that take, I mean, just being able to know what phase of the cycle you're in takes a lot of pressure off of us because like you mentioned, and even today, so I'm in my luteal phase going to start my period like tomorrow. And I was going to do a solo episode today. And I was like, it's not working.
Yeah.
It's just not working because I'm not in that very creative high energy state right now. I'm in like a more nurturing, and that's why I reached out to you. I was like, let's do this episode.
Yeah.
Because it was like, it fit within my cycle to just talk to another person and to like get super deep in and not do this creative solo episode. But that takes a lot of pressure off of me just to be like, oh, I'm in this phase of my cycle. This is going to feel a lot better for me.
Amen, sister.
The same as like follicular phase. It's like, oh yeah, you can go for it and do all the things because your hormones are like rearing and ready to go.
No, I am feeling it right now. I'm like, woohoo! Like,
oh. Are we opposite? Are you in follicular phase right now?
I just entered it yesterday.
Ooh, the energy is rising.
I know.
You know, I want to talk about one more thing too, because I feel like our two coaching styles so complement each other.
Yeah.
Because being connected to your body and your hormones also means being connected to your hunger cues and what your body wants. And I don't know, can you just touch on that a little bit? Because before we leave, I want my listeners to understand a little bit more about like the work that you do and how this can also so benefit their hormonal health.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Amen, sister. So, and it's funny, this has been really coming up a lot for me lately. I just have been having really thinking about how essentially we're trained because we live in diet culture. We've been trained since day one. Basically that we can't trust our bodies, that we need to rely on everybody else or everything else outside of us to tell us how we should live, how we should eat, what we should eat, when we should eat, how much we should eat, you know, how we should move our bodies, what to do to move our bodies, how long to move our, I mean, all of it. Eat this, not that, in magazines, right? I mean, we keep looking outside of ourselves for these answers. And nowadays, of course, it's even like, oh, my Fitbit or my Apple Watch says, I got to do more today, you know? Mm-hmm. And, oh, it's not a good enough workout unless I burn these many calories or got to like this heart rate or whatever.
And we don't listen to what we need.
Right. We're
personally.
We're so programmed to look outside of us for the answers. And so no wonder then so many of us feel so out of control when it comes to our relationship to food. And a lot of us hate exercise, or maybe you feel like you're addicted to exercise and it runs your life. No wonder we have these really messed up, honestly disordered relationships with food, body, and self, because from day one, we've been told that we can't trust ourselves. And the truth is, the more rules that we have around food and exercise and our bodies, the more rules we have, and rules even meaning like, that's bad and this is good. Oh, you shouldn't eat cake. You should eat kale. Oh, you know, you should go to spin class every day. Oh, you shouldn't just, you know, rest or whatever. I was so good today for doing this. I was so bad today for doing that. Those are all rules. The more rules we have, the more our inner rebel lives on. A rebel can't exist without rules. And so people freak out, and I get it because I was there too. I thought, I need control. I need control. I need someone to tell me. I can't trust myself. I'll just go crazy.
Right.
The truth is that when you go through, and this is exactly what I do with my clients, both in my group and private coaching, when you really take the time, you know, and it really helps to have a coach do this, to step-by-step go through the process, an evidence-based process that is intuitive eating, to learn how to ditch the rules and learn how to connect back to your body, we find that when you have connection, you don't need control. When there are no rules, the rebel doesn't exist. And that's when we feel empowered by food, empowered in our bodies, empowered to say, yeah, I want to move my body today because I love my body. I want to take care of my body. It's going to feel good. It's going to be fun. It's going to help me work off stress, whatever it is. Or, you know what, today I want to rest, and having no guilt around that, knowing that, yes, I am listening to myself and my body. And I'll share this because it literally just happened. And I think this is really showing the power of this work. Is I just got off the phone with the client, and we're a good like 9 sessions into our coaching. So we've been together for, you know, 4.5 months now. And what I see in all my clients, what I've seen in myself, is that we don't realize just how much energy it takes up when we're so distracted and so stressed out about, you know, eating the right thing and how to move our bodies. And all, we don't realize just how much we are distracted by all of that, just how much brain space is taken up by that, until you begin to find relief from all that. And you begin to let that all go and be free from it. And then, oh my God, I can't believe I lived, you know, so distracted and so bogged down. I have one client who calls it the great distraction. But this client in my last session, she had her dad pass away. I'm like going to cry. She had her dad pass away unexpectedly, like 2 weeks ago.
Oh my God.
And she was like, you know, it was so hard because all of it, how lucky we were. We had these people giving us food and it was so wonderful. And I was in a space of being so grateful for that. And wow, how lucky we are to have people taking care of us. But she goes, you know, then like I had these family members who then were just like, oh, I shouldn't eat that. And they were overcome with this guilt and body. And she's like, here we are at this time when, why is that where our focus is? You know? And she goes, I am so grateful that I truly didn't care about, you know, eating whatever food it was. Like I was just grateful I had that food to eat. And she goes, really, I had the energy and the capacity to take care of myself during this hard time and to really be there for my family, to really be there, you know, as we all went through this tragedy together. And she's like, I wouldn't have been able to do that, you know, months ago. And it just struck me to my core, because that is why this work is so important. Because yes, it helps us show up and be present and actually live and enjoy every day of your life. The little days, I don't care, you know, the mundane day, whatever. But then, wow, when these big things happen,
puts things into perspective.
Oh my God. And she was able to really show up and be there for herself and her family and to better cope with what's happening, not having that extra weight, that extra stress. Last thing we need is more stress, let alone going through a tragedy. And so she's like, thank God I don't have that extra stress right now. That's the last thing I need is more stress. Mm-hmm. And it just, I just sat there on the phone, just like my whole heart.
And that's why you do this work, is because you're teaching people to come back home to that and to cut all the distraction and cut all the BS.
Yes.
And I'm so grateful that our paths have crossed, because it's transformed just by being your friend and by following you and by learning more about intuitive eating. It's transformed the way that I work with my clients, because I mean, when we're trying to heal our hormones, there are specific things that we need to do to support the body and specific foods that'll help support the body. But one thing I've learned is that the thing is, like, those foods that support your body knows that it wants them, you know? And like, it's about listening to what your body wants. Like, these three foods might help support your hormones, but do you even want that right now? No? Okay, great. Like, don't eat them then, you know? And like, teaching my clients that food is not good or bad. And like, it's just completely transformed the game for me and helped me become a more empathic person. And honestly has changed my relationship with food and movement. Like, my relationship with movement has completely transformed. And now it's funny, because now I notice how it syncs with the cycle. It's just, it all makes sense. Yeah. You know, your body intuitively knows what it wants to do. And everybody's is different. And when we listen to it, our hormones become in sync. Our like spiritual lives become in sync. Our mental health becomes in sync. It's just so beautiful. It's a beautiful thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's huge.
Well, Julie, thank you so much for coming on this show today. And I feel like I'll have to have you on again, because this was a super short and sweet episode. But you are doing incredible things. And I'm so glad that my listeners have you as a resource to connect with too. So let them know where they can find you, maybe your latest program that you have. Give them some goods on where they can connect with you.
Absolutely. So I am a big Instagram fan. So you can follow me at julie.olemacher. I'm sure the spelling will be in the show notes.
It will.
And yeah, my newest program that I'm super excited about is a group coaching program called the Diet Detox 180. And it really, it's a coaching program that supports you in letting go of those rules that I talked about and really teaches you how to connect into your body and find that freedom with food and movement and yourself that you're really craving. So I'm psyched about that. Doors are open now. So
yes, it is. Perfect. I'll have all of that linked in the show notes. Thanks so much for coming on again.
Thank you, Nina.
Thanks so much for tuning into that episode with Julie. I hope that you enjoyed it. She is such an energetic light and an inspiration in this space. And I loved her story and willingness to share her personal experience with getting off birth control and how that relates to the work she does with women's body image and transformational mindset shifts. remember to connect with Julie over on Instagram, julie.olemacher. We'll have that linked in the show notes. And make sure that if you are all about her work and you're interested in working with her, she has a new group program that is launching right now, currently in enrollment, that'll help you learn to break up with diets, listen and trust and respect your body, and truly live out your dream life. And you can find the link to that program in the show notes as well. And if you're looking for support getting off birth control, you know where to find me. The link to your free 30-minute hormone deep dive is also in the show notes, or you can find that on my Instagram at nourishedwithnina. All right, that's it for now. Can't wait to talk to you guys next week with a new episode.